Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have John Heiner singing Valley of the Shadow, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Where the Rubber Meets the Road, from Mark chapter 11, verses 20 through 23.
There's a shadow on the horizon, drawing closer day by day, and the shadow knows no mercy, for it comes and gathers the soul away. No respect of any person, it claims the feeble, the strong. All walk through the valley of the shadow. In the valley of the shadow, death and cold don't sting for me. Death will hold no sin for me. kindest heart I'll ever be. And with Him I'll ever be.
Yesterday, you don't know that tomorrow's coming. Please be ready.
I'll tell you what I do know. I do know that this fact remains. God knows every need in our life, and He will supply that need because He has never failed His people. Amen. Praise God. So don't worry about what you don't have. Start praising God for what you do have. Amen. Have faith in God who has everything covered for you. Where does faith in like that really come from, Pastor? It comes from the Word of God. And see why you're lacking faith? It's because you're not in the Word and the Word's not in you. And that's why you're lacking faith. For faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Now let me give you a couple points and I'm going home. I have faith to believe that God is a provider. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And this is based on exactly today, as I just shared with you a moment ago, I've not seen the righteous forsaken nor seed begging bread. That's exactly what I mean. Also today, I have faith that God can heal every sickness. Amen. Now let me just give you a little point here, quick sidebar here. God can heal in three ways. One, God can heal by His miracle power. If you've got a physical need today, how many has physical needs in your body that you need a healing from God? Raise your hand. Get my attention. Let me see who you are. Let me see who you are. You've got a need, physical healing in your body. Well, praise the Lord. There's enough miracle power in Jesus' name to heal you. He not only heals by His miracle power, but He also heals by medicine. Don't go home and pour your medicine out. I never told you to do that. God can, where did the technology and the wisdom and all the things for these smart people, where did their wisdom come from anyway? From God. God knows how to put this together and that together and the other together to equal results that will help you. There's nothing wrong with that. Then God heals by resurrection. Amen. We call it death. We got some of our guys that works in some of the local funeral homes here. They deal with death. As a pastor, I deal with it. But you know what? I don't perceive death for the Christian as a defeat. We don't lose faith in death. Amen. It means in faith you believe in a resurrection. Amen. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel. The dead in Christ shall rise first. We who are alive and remain shall be caught up in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Well, that sounds like victory, not defeat. There is a promise, and this is a promise from God. There's coming a day when we indeed will be changed. For Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, that will be changed in the moment and the twinkling of an eye. As I've said here recently, it's become a catchphrase with me, that when He shall appear, we shall disappear. Amen. Praise God. All the pain, the suffering, the agony is gone. Isn't that going to be great? Well, so-and-so died. Were they Christian? Yeah. Well, praise God. That chains have been loosed. They are free. No pain, no suffering, no agony. Amen. Therefore, we can declare by faith in our God that He has conquered every sickness and every disease and even death. Because, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The our God is the victory through the grave even. Amen. And let me just close with a couple more points. I believe in faith that God has a plan for me as He has a plan for you. By faith, Jesus Christ, in your faith in Him, you can press on when others are falling by the wayside because you persevere. You have grit and tenacity. You've got faith in God. You know that you're more than a conqueror through Him today. We have a faith because greater is He that is within you than he that is within the world. Amen. This is not a catchphrase. These are not just little cliches. These are facts from God. It's not hype. It's substance of things that we are hoping for and believe in. Amen. If God is for you, then who can be against you? Amen. If faith is real, what then does faith do? Real faith goes to work. Oh! Real faith goes to work. You're not going to get blessed by sitting on your blessed assurance. You've got to serve the Lord. Amen. Well, I tried to put it nice. I mean, gee. The outcome of faith is God doing the effort of faith is you doing. Did you hear that? But I just want the Lord to bless me. Then be a doer of the Word. If God's going to bless you, you've got to put forth the effort. James 5 and 15 says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he's committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Amen. So the effort is your responsibility. Hey, the effort is your responsibility. The outcome is God's responsibility. You will never have the outcome without the effort. In other words, faith without works is dead. Faith effort. It happened and it worked for Moses. He led 2 million Jews out of bondage. Amen. Faith effort provided an ark of safety for Noah and his family. For faith believed. See? Faith effort provided Abraham a son by the name of Isaac because faith believed. Faith effort brought the walls of Jericho down because faith believed. Faith effort delivered 3 Hebrews from a burning fiery furnace because faith believed. Faith effort brought the man by the name of Daniel who would not bow nor bend, but served God faithfully, and he brought him through a lion's den because faith believed. No matter what you're facing today, no matter what you're in, no matter what you're going through, you've got to put forth the effort of faith. Put your faith to work and believe God by faith of what He shall and can do. And remember, you belong to God. And no weapon that is formed by Satan to defeat you today can prevail or prosper over you. Amen. So, you've got to give your heart to Jesus. And there's not a need that my God, your God, cannot supply. There's not a storm that our God cannot calm. And today, there's not a mountain so tall that our God can't move it. That's the power and that's the promise that we have from God. So before I close, listen. You can't put your faith today to work in spurts. You can't be off and on like a light bulb and a switch. You've got to put your faith to work in spirit. And today, and let the Spirit of God then start controlling you. Amen. Stop listening to the world. And if it means turning your television off and hiding the remote from yourself, then do that if you have to. We're more concerned about what the world has to say than what God has already said.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.